It's time for Marquette College Game Day.
Caravan on arm, stolen by Stevie Mitchell. He'll go the other way. 2-on-1, 1-on-2. To the basket, shoots and scores.
It's tournament time as Marquette's in Cleveland to take on New Mexico in the round of 64.
Mitchell outside the arc. To Joplin, open three.
Holla at your boy.
Yeah!
Brought to you by National Liquor Mart, Cousin Subs, and Marquette Athletics.
Got but stolen back by Stevie Mitchell. Chase Ross, open three. Good.
Oh, they didn't need that.
They stole it. They stole those three.
Now live from the Potawatomi Sportsbook, here's Brian D.
Day two of the NCAA tournament and game night for your number 7-seeded Marquette Golden Eagles in the South region, taking on the number 10 seed New Mexico Lobos at the beautiful brand new Potawatomi Sportsbook. I am Marquette alum Matt Yezo alongside Marquette alum Brian D. We got Alex Strofe.
Yeah, wannabe Marquette alum Alex Strofe along for the ride after a rousing edition of KBN.
I don't know about wannabe Marquette alum. I would say Marquette fan.
You're a pointer, right?
I am a pointer. Okay, I'm a proud alum of the esteemed University of Wisconsin.
So,
Stevens Point.
For those who don't know, Alex Strofe, great teammate at ESPN Wisconsin here in Milwaukee. I'm trying to figure out where his allegiances lie this March, because he literally has a shirt that his girlfriend cut in half and sewed together. Mm-hmm. One half is a Marquette shirt and the other half is a Wisconsin shirt. And you walked into the office yesterday wearing a bright red Wisconsin hoodie.
Yep.
And today you're wearing red again. So I can only insinuate
the lack of blue and gold on that side of the desk.
I do own one Marquette sweater, which is yellow, and it has blue Marquette font across the chest. My girlfriend's out of town this week on business. I'm not the greatest with laundry. I think you can connect the dots here.
I get it. So, you left the Marquette sweater in the dryer.
I'll make it very clear. I am rooting for Marquette tonight.
Love it. I do not
feel good about Marquette tonight.
So that's I think, where we should start, boys,
because
I just did a little crosstalk with Kyle Breston-Ortman, and they sensed some nervousness in my voice, and it absolutely exists for this game tonight between Marquette and New Mexico, a 7-10 matchup in Cleveland, Ohio. Winner likely gets Michigan State on Sunday unless Bryant can pull off the upset. I'm nervous, and I explained this to the KBM boys, because this is the exact type of team that Marquette has struggled with all season long. And what I mean by that is they've got a dynamic point guard in Donovan Dent that averages 20-plus points a game and 6-plus assists per game, both numbers higher than Cam Jones. Now, I get it. He plays in a lesser conference than the Big East, but 20-6 is still 20-6.
Only by one NCAA tournament team.
Yeah.
If you compare the Big East and the Mountain West.
Yes, exactly.
He should worry you. He should not be your biggest worry.
He's a stud. The big worry is Nelly Jr. Joseph.
Bingo.
Who is the big man for the New Mexico Lobos. He's a stud. He gives me Zubi Ejiofor of St. John's vibes. He's that type of prolific presence as a big man. And we know Marquette has struggled all season long with big guys, right? With rebounding the basketball. The other thing that sticks out about New Mexico tonight is they are the fourth fastest team in the country in terms of tempo. They love to get up and down the floor and have a lot of possessions. So Ben Brust alluded to this. If Marquette chucks a lot of threes tonight and misses, and New Mexico can get out in transition, this thing could get out of hand quickly. Now, we're not saying anything that Shaka Smart and Richard Pitino, the head coach of New Mexico, doesn't already know. So it's going to come down to execution. And I think the formula to winning tonight for Marquette is going to be a lot like what we saw at UConn a couple of weeks ago, Matt, where what happened? They shot a lot of baskets from two-point range and at the rim. I think that's where Marquette wants to play tonight.
100%. I mean, throughout Marquette's struggle somewhat in the second half, up and down, to say the least, they just keep shooting threes no matter what the numbers are. They never stop. It's just what they do. So, unfortunately, I mean, I think they're going to shoot threes either way tonight no matter what. I don't think we're going to see them. I mean, maybe specific players. Joplin, if he's really struggling, might hesitate here and there. But I think they're going to shoot the threes. But to your point, defensively and offensively, the category we're looking at is rebounds. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty confident. You know, we'll touch on Donovan Dent. He's clearly a very talented player. I feel great about Stevie Mitchell on him defensively. I mean, his goal of the game is going to be to slow him down.
And he's going to get his still, but I agree with you, right? Stevie's that good of a defender where he's going to be able to slow him down to a point. I worry about what happens down low. Nelly Jr. Joseph, not only is that a phenomenal name.
Great name.
He is a phenomenal rebounder. He's a phenomenal scorer. Like, he does a lot of things really well for New Mexico, and that's an ongoing problem we've seen all season with Marquette, is slowing down opposing big men. Like, Wisconsin and Marquette both have that issue this year, is they just can't get theirs in the paint when they face somebody that's really good down there. And I like Ben Gold. I think Ben Gold might want to be a shooting guard sometimes rather than a center.
Yeah. He's not a traditional big. He is a Gen Z big, right?
I like that, yeah.
He's a guy that likes to pick and pop. He likes to hang out around the three-point line and shoot off of Cam Jones' pick and rolls, right? So, it's going to be a problem. Again, both teams know this stuff. It's just about executing at this point in the season. And what gives me hope from a Marquette perspective tonight, and I'm curious to hear from you guys on this as well, and you can call into the show, 800-990-3776. What gives me hope is the senior leadership, because Cam Jones, Stevie Mitchell, David Joplin, even Chase Ross, who's a junior now, they're not going to be scared of this moment, right? They've been in four consecutive NCAA tournaments. They've won 98 games as a senior class. They've been in these big-time games and know what they feel like. So my hope is that Cam Jones has one of those moments that we see in about 3 weeks in one shining moment, or like we saw against Vermont a couple of years ago where he just blacked out and went on a personal 15-0 run. Like, he's not afraid of the spotlight of the NCAA tournament, and I don't think Stevie Mitchell and David Joplin are either.
For me, in this tournament run, it feels like there's some closure that needs to happen for this Marquette group, as opposed to the last few tournament runs. Obviously, last season you knew you were losing Colec and also, and those were big losses. But the 2 years prior, like, this was a young group. This was Shaka Smart. The era is up and coming. But this year, obviously early in the year, we were expecting Marquette to be where St. John's is now.
Yeah.
A 2 or 3 seed up at the top, winning the Big East Conference. That didn't happen. But you see glimpses, and that Xavier game at MSG just gives you the glimpse of what this team can do, what Cam Jones can do at the end of big games like this. It feels like I just can't pick that team. My heart can't pick this team to lose in the first round, matter if the matchup is a toss-up.
I'm just staring at Brian, who's very erratic with his movements right now. I can feel the nerves, and I'm sitting 3 feet from him. Go ahead.
So Greg Scalzo came up to me today in the office. He's like, you're just ornery today. And I'm like, yeah, I'm on edge. Like, I'm nervous. I am. Yeah. And I think part of that is NCAA tournament shortcomings past of the last couple of years, right, where the North Carolina loss in year one of Shaka was frustrating, but I think everybody sort of expected that. I don't think anybody expected that North Carolina team to go to the national championship game as an 8 seed
that
year.
Not the way they did that year, no.
And then the Michigan State loss was tough, and the NC State loss last year was tough, right? So I think those are seared in my brain. But to Matt's point, and I would love to hear you speak about this, Alex, like, that's the thing that I think should give Marquette fans hope as well, not just the senior class, but the fact that Marquette's beaten good teams this year, right? They beat Wisconsin by a lot at home. Mm-hmm. They kicked the crap out of Purdue at home. They beat Maryland on the road, who's a 5 seed, right? So we've seen this team win big games. They beat Creighton. They have these resume building wins that got them to this position to begin with. They just struggled in the month of February and started to turn a corner in March. And those wins don't go away as much as the losses should frustrate you either.
No, you're totally right about that. And I think a word Matt mentioned is what's sticking in my brain right now, and that's glimpses, right? You've seen the glimpses of excellence from this team, especially early on in the season, but even some of the big wins they've had. Experience is another word that we've thrown around a lot here in the first 10 minutes. And that should help this team. Especially in a spot like tonight. You're in, obviously, a neutral site environment in Cleveland. You're playing a team who's generally, you know, pretty comparable to you, right, in terms of resume, in terms of what they've done, the underperforming times, the overperforming times throughout the season. But this experience should be able to carry you, right? You need Cam Jones on his A game tonight. How many times have we been able to say, I would say in the last 6 weeks, Cam Jones has been on his A game? I don't know how many we... you can count it on one hand, I would argue, right?
I agree with that, yes.
And that's where you go, okay, but we know he's capable of playing like a national player of the year. The campaign that started early on this season was a real one because he was that good. He hasn't been as good as he was then the last couple of weeks, but he's still very capable of it and is an outrageous talent. So if Cam Jones is on his A game tonight, Marquette wins. It's as simple as that for me.
He's been close to his A game the last couple of weeks too, and Matt and I have talked a lot about this on Marquette College Game Day over the last few weeks of the regular season. Senior Day,
St. John's, he was terrific.
Goes down as a loss in overtime, and it was heartbreaking. Cam Jones had 32-9-7 that
day. Yeah, he was great that night.
That's in there. It's absolutely still in there, right? And he hit some big shots. Even last Friday night in the semifinal of the Big East tournament against St. John's, he scored 13 points in the first 8 minutes of that game before St. John's just became who they are, which is a Final Four and national championship contender. So Cam's been playing awesome, and I think he understands this is his time to shine, his moment. It's not Tyler Kolek. It's not Oso Iguodaro anymore. This is the Cam Jones show in this year's edition of March Madness.
Let's go. We have a lot to get to here on Marquette College Game Day. We're taking you up to the network pregame with Gabe Neitzel. After the break, we are joined by the voice of the Golden Eagle, Steve the Homer True from Rocket Arena in Cleveland, Ohio, where Marquette takes on New Mexico at 6:25 tonight. You're listening to Marquette College Game Day, brought to you all season long by National Liquor Mart, Cousin Subs, and Marquette Athletics. Special NCAA Tournament Edition of Marquette College Game Day. Brian D., Matt Yazel with you here, and we are joined by the voice of your Marquette Golden Eagles in his 35th season, live from Rocket Arena in Cleveland, Ohio. Steve, the Homer True. Homer, what's the vibe like in Cleveland right now? You walking around the streets seeing blue and yellow?
No, I don't. I stay at the Marquette Hotel, so it's pretty blue and yellow. I'm not actually at the arena yet. You know, since we don't do the post-game show, we can get there like 5 minutes before the game and everything's fine.
But there you go.
I'll get there a little earlier than that. I'm currently on the bus with all the kids. I don't know if you can hear me in the background there. I would say the kids are very positive about how Marquette's going to do.
How are you, Homer? What's your vibe heading into this game? I think it's a difficult matchup with Donovan Dent and Nelly Jr. Joseph, the two stars from New Mexico. What's your feeling or vibe going into this game?
Yeah, they've got two good players. I just think Marquette seems to be playing better, and they should be good enough to win this game. You don't take anything for granted, but even the games they've lost recently, it seems like they've played better, and it'll be – I mean, I think the Donovan Dent, the kid, is really good, but then will Stevie Mitchell guard him some? And, it's not like that it's a weak team. They won their conference, and it's the part that's of note to me is that Pitino and Shaka Smart are like almost identical. They got their job almost the exact same day. They've both been there 4 years, both to some degree underperformed at the big school they were at, though Minnesota's not maybe as big as Texas. And you know, since they left, they both done well, and now they're facing each other. And I just come it. I don't know if the people don't like that. That's who he is, and he's certainly done pretty well at New Mexico after not doing well enough at Minnesota.
Steve the Homer True joins us here on Marquette College Game Day live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Marquette taking on New Mexico in just about an hour's time in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Homer, how much does that relationship matter, do you think? Obviously, Marquette's lost twice to St. John's in the last 3 weeks, and you get Rick Pitino's kid in the first round of the tournament. Do you read anything into that, or is this a totally different deal?
No, I think he probably coaches someone like that. They're not as good. The kid is the team. St. John's is really good. New Mexico is okay, but they're just not at the same level. So it's just how he just didn't get the job done at Minnesota. I don't know how you expect somebody is going to do when they go to a much smaller place like New Mexico, but I'm sure the people at Minnesota wish he had done as well there as he's done at New Mexico. And it's just so much to me comes down to shooting. Man, Marquette's playing well, but you still have to shoot the ball well. And Cam Jones is so good, but he hasn't shot threes as well in conference play. But he's kind of been better the last few games. It's, I don't think coaches like to hear it, but so much of the game to me is just, if Marquette shoots reasonably well threes, they'll win the game. There are other things that are going on, but they can't shoot poorly. New Mexico doesn't even shoot many threes, but in Marquette, that's pretty much been the season. Now, especially as of late, when the rest of their game, I think, has been better. A lot more like it was at the beginning of the year. But it doesn't matter. If they shoot 20% of threes, you can't win. So,
Homer, in terms of the matchup as well, just looking at the numbers, the concern we talked about in our opening segment here was the rebound battle. How important do you view Ben Gold, even David Joplin, and the others down low, and the rebound battle in terms of if Marquette could win this game tonight?
That's always been a big issue, but I just don't think New Mexico, they got one kid, Junior Joseph, who's big, and I just don't look at them as a big rebounding team. They've got other tall players, but he's the guy. He's almost like Ejiofor at St. John's, but he isn't nearly as big as him. He runs the four pretty well, so rebounding is always an issue with Marquette, but they should be able to rebound fine against New Mexico. They got the one kid, and they're going to have to deal with him and all the skills that he has. But I don't look at like you're playing New Mexico and it's a bad matchup. To me, it's a fine matchup because I just don't think they're that overwhelming and physical. They got that guy inside, and they got Donovan Dent outside, and you have to deal with those two. And if Marquette does, and again, if they shoot the three good enough, they'll win.
All right. Homer's breathing some confidence into me. I like Homer's positivity ahead of this game.
What do you not have confidence about?
I'm just, Homer, I think I'm just like nervous and beaten down from the shortcomings of March's past. I think that's what's stuck in my head today of, you know, the NC State game last year and the Michigan State game the year before that. And I don't read much into North Carolina, Shocker's first year, but I think I'm nervous of a shortcoming, especially because of how great this senior class has been. They deserve, in my opinion, to be remembered as a group that had great success in March. And they did the one year in the Big East tournament, and they won the Big East. But I want so desperately for Jopp and for Cam and for Stevie another deep Marquette March run.
Yeah, I said my answer to that would be I want them to get another shot at Michigan State.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
What it is. This is not, those teams were, you know, big and created some problems in terms of around the basket. I just don't think New Mexico is at that level. It's not like they're bad, but the reality is your memory of this group is going to change dramatically if they don't win this game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll say this to Homer.
It doesn't mean they aren't. They shouldn't be remembered as good, but it always comes down to the NCAA tournament. That's what people remember, and they've got a Sweet 16. They had the incredible year in the Big East, and that's special to win. But your memory is, you want the memory of this group to be they got the one Sweet 16 and how many times lost when they were the better seed. You don't want that.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to happen. But the chance to move up and answer some of your concerns is about getting a shot at Michigan State and try to do to them as the weaker seed that Michigan State did to Marquette a couple of years ago.
Well, I'll say this too, Homer. We all want another shot at Michigan State. Nobody wants it more than Cam Jones. When we were at the Mecca on Sunday for the selection show, you were on the radio. I was standing over by Cam Jones, and he stood up and started clapping and said, "Hell yeah," when he saw that Michigan State was potentially the second round pairing. I think the whole group wants another shot at those guys because they were rightfully disappointed with how that great season ended a couple of years ago.
Right, and that's what people remember. Those are the games that people remember. And certainly in the Big East, to win the regular season and the tournament is something special. But people remember the games in the NCAA tournament. And if Marquette would win this game and defeat Michigan State, that would be the best game of this group of players.
Mm-hmm.
It would be the most memorable win given that would put them in another Sweet 16, and they'd be beating a two seed after having known what it's like to not go as far as you think you can as a two seed. So, yeah, I can see. I'm not surprised that if you had asked Cam Jones before the draw, he would have said, I want a second chance at Michigan State, because they knew they could possibly fit in the battle of the seeds where they would fall.
Homer, in yesterday's media availability with Shaka Smart and the three seniors, Cam Jones, Stevie Mitchell, David Joplin, a popular topic was Marquette's lack of use in the transfer portal and sticking with the guys they have in the program, building those relationships. Do you think this group has kind of a chip on their shoulder because of that and have a stronger relationship as a team because of that?
I don't think they have a chip. They sure have a stronger relationship. They've been together, but nobody's going to remember that if they lose. Sure. It's almost going to be looked at as going to be studied. Like, is that a good thing? Okay, so you have these better relationships. Is that worth anything if you can't win in the tournament and you're the better seed and have lost X number of times? That's going to be the discussion, and it'll be a legitimate one. And I don't want to go there. And I don't think anybody wants to go there because they have such respect for the kids. And, it's a good thing if you can keep people there, but only if you win. Who wants to keep people there that aren't any good? And
absolutely,
that doesn't apply to these kids. But it becomes a discussion about, I mean, the discussion. If Marquette would lose this game, the discussion will be that Shaka needs to change his system.
I suppose my next question, regardless of the result of tonight's game, maybe this tournament run, do you foresee, with the seniors exiting this program, do you foresee more dabbing into the portal for Shaka Smart?
I don't think about it much. I mean, I guess it's possible, because I just think as long as he's the coach, everything's fine. I just think he's great for the school. He's great to have, and fine. I'll take whatever discussion there is, but it'll be fine. No, they made it. Just he's just the kind of person you want, and you believe enough of him as a coach. That's why a game like this, you just don't want him to lose, because it creates a discussion or a thought that you just don't really want to go there, because what you have, everybody likes, and it includes winning. And this is one you need to win to support what's always the most important thing, and that's winning, and specifically in this tournament.
All right, last thing for you, Homer. You've dubbed Chase Ross the Rocket, and rightfully so, because he's had some ridiculous dunks over the course of his time at Marquette. Marquette's playing at Rocket Arena tonight. Doesn't this seem like the perfect moment for a Chase Ross, Homer, Tony Smith, alley-oop that blows up the internet because of a savage dunk from Chase Ross tonight?
That would be a connection that would be mentioned, but yes. But it's just Tony that started this when he said that certain players launched. And once
yes.
he said launch, I said, well, but yes, he's using Tony's rules, Zaid Lowry also qualifies in that group, and so it could be him as well. But yes, I would like a rocket from one of the Rockets at the Rocket.
I think we all would love to see it. By the way, Homer, have you put your finger yet on what holla at your boy means when David Joplin hits three?
No, I haven't. It just makes me old, and I have some concept of it, but I don't really care. It's just so much fun to
it
hear
is.
The energy that Tony Smith has. And so whatever it means it's there's an energy that's great. And Joplin has had some very important shots. The two most important, I think, the free throws late in the game last year against Colorado that got it to the Sweet 16. But I'm anticipating that Tony will be able to use it again tonight. I'm hoping multiple times with a good shooting percentage.
We hope so, too. Homer, thanks so much for the time. Have a great call. We appreciate you. And hopefully we talk to you again on Sunday.
I'm not overly confident, but I'm expecting it. Yes.
All right, we'll take it. We'll take it. Thanks, Homer.
That's all we need.
All right, bye.
He is Steve the Homer True. You will hear him on the call along with Hall of Famer Tony Smith at 6:25. Tip-off from Cleveland. We'll be right back wrapping up the show. After this, you're on Marquette College Game Day. We'll be right back at 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
More Golden Eagles hoops talk coming up on Marquette College Game Day with Brian D. 94.5 ESPN is the home of Marquette basketball.
Harry.
This is Marquette College Game Day with Brian D. Brought to you by National Liquor Mart, Cousin Subs, and Marquette Athletics on the home of Marquette basketball. 94.5 ESPN.
Wrapping up the show here on Marquette College Game Day, your 7-seed Golden Eagles take on the New Mexico Lobos in what the streets are saying is a toss-up. I mean,
by the way, producer Will Summers, who's holding it down back in the One Call That's All studios, is laughing at me because I'm an absolute nervous wreck ahead of this game between Marquette and New Mexico. And I think Homer helped calm me down a little bit. Homer usually has his thumb on the pulse of Marquette basketball better than anybody. Like, I'll just go and talk with him throughout the season and get a feel on how things are going. And Homer will be brutally honest with you if he feels like, hey, Marquette's going on the road to play Villanova. I remember talking to him before that game going, do you think we can win? And he's like, no, they got no chance. I'm like, really? He's like, no. And he felt very positive tonight ahead of this game against New Mexico. So that has calmed my nerves just a little bit. But as we explained to him, Matt, I do think some of those March shortcomings of the last couple of years are stuck in my craw. And I want so bad for this senior class for them to have yet another deep run or at least have another great game against Michigan State on Sunday.
Even when your team's not playing, the nerves of March Madness are just palpable.
Through the roof.
This was my first time. We're here at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, brand new. It is incredible.
Amazing.
You walk in, I mean, a game between Vanderbilt and St. Mary's. This crowd was electric. There, half the room was cheering when St. Mary's was knocking down threes. The other half when Vanderbilt did. St. Mary's won the game, of course. We were also extremely distracted by the end of the North Carolina game just down the road at Fiserv Forum.
Yeah.
Just electric. This tournament just brings that out. And when your team's in it, and when you have a team like Marquette where the pressure's kind of on, I mentioned at the top, like, I think this team needs some closure. And losing in the first round to New Mexico is just going to be a gut punch to this program, really.
A win puts them, or at least a win tonight puts them a little closer, but a win Sunday would catapult them closer to the Jimmy Butler, Jay Crowder, Vander Blue era of three straight Sweet 16s and Elite Eight in the Big East Championship, right? Like, your resume gets longer with another Sweet 16 appearance. If they fall short this weekend, you swing a little further towards the Marcus Howard, Sam and Joey Hauser, Wojo era of, man, those teams were good and exciting and
extreme
fun.
Extreme talent.
But they didn't accomplish as much as we had hoped, right? And that's what hangs in the balance this weekend. And I think that's why I'm so nervous heading into tonight's game and hopefully Sunday's game if they can beat New Mexico tonight.
And Marquette's looking to keep the momentum going for the Big East. Creighton and St. John's getting the Big East off to a great start yesterday, particularly Creighton, who apparently busted all the brackets of the first game. 65%
of brackets. So, a couple things. Number one, don't forget about Xavier. Xavier already won a game on Tuesday night to get to this weekend, which is awesome.
I got him over Illinois tonight, personally.
But it's almost like once we get out of Big East play, you realize nobody watches the Big East nationally, which is crazy to me. Like, the amount of people that pick Louisville to walk over Creighton, a team that's been to the second weekend 5 years in a row, is insane.
Yep.
Like, Ryan Kalkbrenner's won 9 NCAA tournament games in his, 45 years on campus at Creighton, it feels like at this point. But Creighton's good. The Big East is good. Like, I expect UConn to win tonight. I'm hopeful Marquette will win tonight. It's weird that the Big East during the season, it feels like we get in this echo chamber of just hating each other, right? Like, every school hates each other. Dan Hurley's flipping people off. Yep. Like, it's just so heated, and you're in this vacuum. And then as soon as you come out of it, everybody's sort of rooting for each other, right? Yeah. Like, the Big East is banded together. So I was excited to see Creighton win. I was excited to see Xavier win. Wasn't as excited to see St. John's win after what they've done to us the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, seriously.
But the Big East has been awesome so far, and it's exciting to see the league succeeding at this point in the season.
UConn, according to the sheet I have, 6-point favorite over Oklahoma in the 8-9 matchup. Marquette, a 4-point favorite tonight, so should be some good games. Of course, the Big Ten's off to a great start as well. But the Big East, it's been interesting because there's been some noise, thanks to Dan Hurley and Rick Pitino, of the Big East and ACC merging. Have you seen this?
I have. Dan Hurley talked about it a little bit earlier this week about the merging of resources between the two leagues. I hate it.
They just want the old rivalries back. Everybody wants the old rivalries
back. It's such a cop-out for the schools that left for football money.
Yeah.
Like, screw you, Syracuse. You made your bed.
Yeah.
Deal with it. Sorry that you suck now. Like,
right.
You left. Deal with the decision you made and lay in that bed. You have to, right? It feels like a cop-out for the teams that left in 2014 in favor of the big football money. It didn't work. Conference realignment's going to continue. It would be good in terms of resources and rivalries for the league as a whole, but I think it would be bad for schools like Marquette. Who are the basketball-only schools. It would be bad for schools like Creighton in the middle of the country and in the middle of the conference.
We're not
right?
in the club out
right.
east.
Totally.
That they want.
So maybe that's selfish of us, but I do think loyalty should be rewarded. And the teams that have been in this conference over the last decade now, have had great success. 4 of the last 8 national champions have come from the Big East. I don't see the ACC doing that. So as much as the resources and the money are probably going to influence this at some point, I think loyalty deserves to be rewarded. And I hope that the Big East bands together and sticks together and keeps this amazing basketball league whole.
Well, our little Midwestern Big East school has become a power in the Big East Conference and a fixture in the NCAA tournament. We certainly hope they have a run in them this season with the Guardians, the trio of seniors who are going to put on a show tonight.
What do you think, Matt? We doing this on Sunday?
Absolutely.
I hope so, man.
I think
really
we're doing it
so.
Beyond Sunday.
I think Marquette's going to get it done. Who knows? We knock off Michigan State and have a second weekend for the second straight year.
Let's go. Let's have some fun. That does it for us here from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. For our producer, Will Sommers, and Brian D., I'm Matt Yazel. After the break, Gabe Neitzel's got you with your network pregame coverage.